Hello, everyone. My name is Jim Lehrer. The title of this podcast is Getting Our Story Straight. Thanks for listening. Let's start with this. We don't always see the world the way it actually is, but rather the way we want it to be. What we experience as reality may be worlds apart from what actually exists. Just because we think or believe something to be true does not make it true. And just because most people believe something to be true does not confirm its veracity. There is your truth, your story, and then there is objective truth, the real story. It is estimated that we make as many as 245,000 decisions every week, most of which occur automatically, made without conscious reflection. The question to be pondered in this podcast is how many of these decisions are compromised, perhaps seriously, by flawed, dysfunctional stories that have not been properly vetted or examined. The brilliant theoretical physicist Michio Kaku makes the following observation in his book, The Future of the Mind. When I look at myself in the mirror, I don't really see myself as I truly am. I see myself about a billionth of a second ago, since that is the time that it takes a light beam to leave my face, hit the mirror, and enter my eyes. The image I see is really an average over billions and billions of wave functions. This passage represents but one piece of a highly complex data puzzle that our brains must consider to help us get a grip on the world as it actually is. It would be vastly easier for us to experience the real world if we knew the neural processor between our ears can be fully trusted to deliver the unvarnished truth, reality. The fact is, our brains are not perfect and can contribute unintentionally and even in some cases intentionally to the formation of faulty stories that are not grounded in the real world. The human brain is a story-making machine that requires diligent oversight to get its storytelling right. Anchoring our stories in the real world and doing everything possible to get our story straight is what this podcast is all about. In 2007, I authored a book titled The Power of Story. I want to summarize a few of the key takeaways from that book that connect to this podcast. And here are just a few. Human beings are storytellers, first and foremost. Stories represent our take on reality. The meaning we attribute to something becomes our story. We have stories about most everything in our lives, our families, our parents, our health, the meaning of life, the meaning of death, stress, happiness, success, and on and on. Our stories represent our truth, and as I said in the beginning of this podcast, may or may not reflect reality as it actually exists. Our stories can be completely true, partially true, seriously misguided, or completely false. Stories can be grounded in truth, but seriously misguided because the narrative created from the facts stir dysfunctional feelings like despair, hopelessness, or victimhood that drive flawed outcomes. For example, the facts are that you are almost always late for meetings and appointments. Last week, you showed up late for two important team meetings. The week before, you were 30 minutes late for your own son's surprise party. Considering these facts, your dysfunctional story becomes, "This is just who I am. I've tried to change, but I simply can't. Some things never change, and this is one of them for me. people just have to accept me as I am. As much as we might like to think we do, human beings do not have direct contact with the real world. What we have is information streaming in from our five sensory portals in the form of sight, hearing, touch, smell, and taste. The task of our brain, our neuroprocessor, is to make sense of the incoming data. Whatever meaning we give to that data becomes our story, our reality. The human brain prioritizes and organizes incoming storytelling data in a variety of ways. Information that is consistent with what has already been previously stored is generally granted full access to the brain's architecture. But contradictory incoming data may be significantly altered, modified, or purged altogether. Here's the troubling issue. What if the information previously uploaded into the brain is faulty? What if one's stories are completely misguided and filled with falsehoods? If contradictory incoming data is denied entry or modified so as to align with pre-existing faulty data, how can we ever get our story straight? How can we ever get to editing our dysfunctional stories? As will be pointed out later in this podcast, the answer lies in the recruitment of Sapien's oversight superpower. Yes, superpower. Something we'll call conscious reflection. Put simply, conscious awareness represents a special state of mind that extends beyond ordinary awareness. It is the uniquely human capacity made possible by evolutionary adaptations to the sapient brain to be aware that one is aware, to monitor and witness conscious thought, to intentionally observe one's thoughts, emotions, and behavior. Here are a couple of other additional important takeaways that relate to this. In an effort to help us successfully adapt to the disruptive forces of life, our brains can actually shield us from the truth and become an enabler of reality distortion. The neuroprocessor that creates our stories is anything but perfect. It's doing its best to get you what you want and need and to keep your body in homeostasis, but the reality constructed by your brain can be compromised in a variety of ways. And grounding our stories in reality requires determining who can be trusted to verify that you have your facts right and the story that you've created from those facts is appropriate and constructive. Validation from trusted sources is invaluable. And lastly, even in the face of incontrovertible evidence, we may find ourselves unwilling or unable to change our story. Some stories really die hard, regardless of how dysfunctional they may be. Getting and keeping our story straight is a full-time job. Here's an important note that I would like to reiterate. As miraculous as the human brain might be, it's capable of serious miscalculations regarding the nature of reality and the stories that flow from that reality. Neurons misfire, they leak, they die and age over time. Neural pathways shrink, degrade, and atrophy with disuse. Our take on reality is both fragile and vulnerable. As disturbing as it might be, our brains cannot always be trusted to deliver the real truth. Because so much is at stake, what is needed is a verification backup system. The good news is that such a system is available to us, but it must be intentionally activated. It is truly an evolutionary masterpiece. At some point in the evolution of Homo sapiens, a mysterious and miraculous neurological upgrade occurred that enabled our species to access a completely unprecedented state of conscious awareness, sometimes referred to as meta-awareness. No evidence currently exists that any other life form on our planet possesses this remarkable capability. Here are just a few examples of what this upgrade does for our species. It enables us to comprehend the inevitability of our own death. It enables us to create a completely unique purpose for our lives. It enables us to determine what the meaning of life is for ourselves. It enables us to rise above any biological, social, or cultural limitations. It enables the possibility of self-determination. It enables the possibility of living a moral and ethical life. It enables the possibility of choosing good over evil. And it enables us to choose freely our own path in life. It enables the possibility for observing how our brains work, how we make decisions, and how our brains create stories, both good and bad. And it enables us to be intentionally self-correcting. We can identify the flaws in our stories and purposefully correct them. It provides us with a backup verification system for getting our stories straight. Here's another important insight. We can exist like all subhuman species with ordinary awareness. We can simply play out whatever stories our brains create for us and live out whatever predetermined programming has been uploaded genetically and environmentally. Living a life of conscious awareness, of meta-awareness, is a choice. It's available to everyone, but must be actively recruited and properly trained. I am fascinated to observe how my brain begins forming stories. I frequently catch myself manufacturing stories that, upon conscious reflection, I know are not true, that distort or exaggerate reality in some way. The story forming may well be what I want to be true, but in reality can be pure nonsense. And with that realization, I can immediately begin the process of intentionally editing and self-correcting my story. From my experience, this amazing capacity is too often unrecognized and therefore vastly underutilized. Interceding early in the story-forming process with corrections is essential. Once neural pathways are well established, are hardened, changing one's story can be very challenging. If you were aware that your car's navigation system occasionally gave you inaccurate or false directions, you would probably be inclined to check and recheck the story it was telling you. The same caution should be exercised with your brain's process of forming stories. The check-recheck system for your brain is conscious awareness. I now want to give a few examples of how this unique capacity can be used to observe and self-correct flaws in our brain's storytelling machine. Example 1. A referee makes a questionable penalty call against the team you are rooting for. Using reflective awareness, you observe your brain forming a story that the ref is grossly incompetent. Shortly thereafter, the same ref makes another questionable call, and you observe your brain forming the story that he is both incompetent and corrupt, that he is in the tank for the opposing team. Upon further reflection, you consciously intervene and stop the story formation process because there is truly insufficient evidence in support of your evolving narrative. The fact is, the ref is a certified NFL coach and travels throughout the country, and these must be factored into your evolving story. Every decision he makes is captured on video, and any hint of incompetency or bias would get him fired immediately. The incompetent and corrupt narrative maybe what you would like to believe, but upon reflection, you realize your story is likely faulty and requires instant editing. Example 2. An aggressive driver cuts you off in traffic and nearly causes you to have an accident. Your brain immediately starts characterizing him as a dangerous menace, probably a bad person who should never be allowed to drive. As you watch him drive ahead, you see him suddenly turn into an urgent care facility and run to the passenger side of the car. He takes a young child into his arms and starts running for the clinic. You immediately become conscious of your storytelling error. You correct it and remind yourself of how easy it is for your brain to get the narrative wrong. Example 3. You've been told by a business associate that the person you are about to meet is a self-centered narcissist. A person comes forward, and you observe your brain immediately looking to confirm the heads-up information. You begin seeing a number of characteristics that align with the narrative offered by your associate. You also observe that you find yourself not liking or trusting the person as he talks. The person leaves after about 10 minutes, and your business associate tells you that the narcissist person you were to meet is running late and is scheduled to arrive in about 5 minutes. The story and consequent feelings created by your brain were complete nonsense. Example 4. You have very strong feelings politically. You are convinced that those of the opposing party are either uninformed or completely misguided. You refuse to watch programs or read stories supporting any opposing ideology. Because the only data flowing into your brain completely reinforces your existing political beliefs, there is virtually no chance that your political story will change. As could be predicted, when your political beliefs are challenged, you quickly become defensive and at times very aggressive. The only possibility you actually have to explore the reality, the veracity of your political views, is to intentionally recruit your capacity for conscious awareness. It represents your only hope for getting to an unbiased truth. In his book, The Case Against Reality, psychologist Donald Hoffman argues that our perceptions have evolved to hide reality from us, and his evidence is very compelling. For me, this simply underscores the importance of elevating our capacity for conscious awareness to override the reality-distorting forces of evolution as he addresses them. An experiment in 1985 by Benjamin Libet demonstrated with EEG that the brain makes a decision about 300 milliseconds before the person becomes aware of it. His conclusion from the experiment was that free will is nothing but an illusion. For him, our brains simply dupe us into believing the decisions we make are under voluntary control. For me, Libet's conclusion does not take into account Sapien's capacity for rising above ordinary awareness. If our brains are capable of non-conscious decision-making milliseconds before decisions are made, is it not possible to alter that dynamic by making the decision fully conscious, by recruiting our capacity for conscious awareness? My answer is yes. And even when the brain is on full automatic in decision-making, what is it referencing to make the decision? Is it referencing the cognitive analytical brain, the emotional brain, the intuitive brain, the ethical brain where values and moral beliefs reside, or is it referencing all of them? And where did that come from? How did that data get loaded into the brain's neurological structure? how much of it was intentionally uploaded? Is who we become in life simply determined by the mathematics of automated brain functions that reside beyond our reach? As pointed out earlier, most of the decisions we make every day are made without conscious deliberation, but can, at any moment, be brought under voluntary control by recruiting Sapien's superpower. Here are some important questions to ask yourself in your process of conscious reflection. Have I thoroughly confirmed that my story is accurate? Is it really based in fact? And how much effort have I invested in verifying the veracity of the story I am now telling myself? And to what extent has what I want to be true compromised what is actually true? Another, in matters of great importance, would I be willing to bet my life that I've got the story right, or do I need to do more investigative work? Another, should I keep this story completely tentative and consciously not allow it to influence any decision I make until more confirming work is done? And in my conscious deliberation, what stories do I need to begin editing immediately because I now realize I don't have my story straight? And here's another issue. How about the unconscious realm? Clearly, our brains are capable of hiding or distorting reality without our knowing it. There's no denying the complexity of how the brain functions, but skillfully leveraging our ability to observe our brain's function in real time affords us real hope in mastering moment-to-moment control of how our stories get formed and how those stories influence the decisions we make. Here's an interesting note. Both quantum mechanics and chaos theory suggest the universe, which includes the human brain, is unpredictable, not simply the predetermined interplay of precise mathematical equations. This clearly supports the notion of free will and the prospect of self-determination in our stories. I now want to cover some guidelines for crafting transformational stories. Our standard introductory course at the Human Performance Institute, HPI, a company I co-founded and served as CEO for 16 years, lasted 2.5 days. Participants were to select a 90-day mission that could be used to test the efficacy of HPI's training principles. A major component of the new training system was something we called Old Story, New Story. The old story component involved unearthing the current story that wasn't working for them, and the new story component involved creating a new story, a new narrative that conformed to the following guidelines. First, the story has to reflect the truth, the entire truth. It has to be fact-based. The new story always begins with the prompt, the truth is, and so on and so forth. For example, the truth is that I have never been able to lose weight. My overall health is suffering badly because of it. The story I currently have around my weight is clearly not working for me, and so forth. Number two, the story and the 90-day mission has to be linked to a compelling purpose that extends well beyond one's own self-interest. Number three, the story has to reflect one's deepest values and beliefs. Number four, the story has to take him or her where they ultimately want to go in life. Can you get there with the story that you are now creating? And number five, the story has to engender authentic hope and optimism for completing the mission. And lastly, number six, the story has to inspire him or her to take concrete action, to do whatever might be necessary to complete the mission. These guidelines for storytelling were the result of analyzing thousands of participant stories as they went through the HPI program, and we connected those stories to the success or failure of their self-chosen 90-day mission. We also found that stories that contained the following elements increased chances of mission success: those that contained expressions of gratitude, that contained expressions of humility, that contained expressions of kindness, love, and caring for others, that contained the desire to treat others fairly and to be respectful, and the desire to seek the truth regardless of the consequences for them. I now just want to mention a few elements that are important in my own storytelling. Here they are. I really do believe that a real world exists and that I must tirelessly pursue it in all things. Another, once I have the facts, I must be very careful to get the narrative right. I can spin any number of stories from the same facts. Another, I must always remain open to the possibility that my stories could be flawed, misguided, or completely false. Another, I have to recognize that my mind can be a very destructive force, particularly when I lose sight of my ultimate mission in life, when I lose sight of what I care about most, my values, and my sense of what's truly important. And lastly, it must contain the sense that every single day, I must work hard. I must seek to live my life as much as possible through the lens of conscious awareness. In summary, conscious awareness is nothing short of an evolutionary wonder, the crown jewel of human existence. It is what makes our species uniquely human and represents the holy grail of getting our story straight. There is a catch, however. This miraculous capacity will remain dormant and out of reach unless it is actively and intentionally recruited, intentionally trained, with the goal of living as much as humanly possible, a fully conscious life. I sincerely hope that you find value in this podcast. Thank you for listening. My website is jim-lehr.com, that's L-O-E-H-R, where most of my publications and videos can be found. You can also follow me on LinkedIn under my name. My podcasts and selected articles and videos can be accessed also on the Youth Performance Institute website and on the Evolve Leadership website. That's evolveleadership.com.